You're trespassing and stealing private property. It's a misdemeanor.
Police! Help! Police!
The police are coming.
Oh, I love it. I'm so happy they're coming because okay. I can basically file a claim against him for hitting me in the face.
He did not hit you in the face.
Oh my God.
Drop the sign. Get out of here. This is private property. Get out of here. Get out of here now.
It's abuse, actually.
Get out of here. No, you can't. This is private property. It's private property. Yes, it is. It's private property.
Oh, I love it. I'm so happy they're coming because I can basically file a claim against him for hitting me in the face. Oh, he did actually.
Yeah, we have it on video.
Now, please do because he collided and hit me in the face. You guys have an awesome day. Be free.
Bye, bitch. You're trespassing on somebody's property and destroying somebody's property, and you're going to call the police on them? Margaret, you're 50 years old. If that man punched you, we would know. Unfortunately, you can't destroy things because you don't agree with it. My property, my choice.
I want to talk to the kids.
I bet you do. I bet you do. But you won't be allowed to, actually, because you're an adult, and you should talk to other adults. And it's kind of like the whole problem because you really keep trying to talk to kids and we're like, please stop, stop. And you're like, no, we're gonna talk to your kids. And we're like, no, you won't. And you're like, transphobia. And I'm like, get away from the kids, please. It's crazy, you know, but have a good day.
The reason they're so adamant about talking to your kids is because they can't have their own kids. And since they can't procreate, the only way their ideology can continue to exist is if they indoctrinate your kids. If you want to sleep with men, go sleep with men. But why do you need to talk to other people's kids about it? That's just weird.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
Get the f*** out of my face now.
Ooh,
now.
That was very rude of you.
Get the f*** out of my face.
Calm down, Jamal. Don't pull out the nine.
Do you want to go to jail, sir, ma'am? I don't really know what to call you.
You're fucking done, man.
I'm done.
Get the fucking police. You just insulted me.
Well, listen here, pal. I mean, you are gonna go to jail.
And I could fucking tell the police to get you.
I'm vegan, so don't say that. Listen.
Call me he, man. You really get the fuck out of my way right now.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
You do not have a release. I will sue you.
You're gonna sue him? Don't sue him, man. Because we're trying to just.
I don't have a. You do not have a release. If you. Post this, I will destroy you.
Just keep going on. I got my crew with me now. I got my crew. Yeah. What's up? Woo!
Who won? Who's next?
So when Kamala wins, and when you go into a manic spiral with everything you've worked for, crumbles around you. What illicit drugs are you gonna overdose on?
So if Trump wins, what are you gonna do to yourself?
I don't know. Probably move to the Netherlands. I don't want to deal with them. Can you answer the question though? Snowflake?
Well, I hope that Trump...
Answer the question, Snowflake!
I hope Trump wins. Kamala
answer
might win.
Answer the question,
let
coward,
me tell you what happens.
Coward.
So let me tell you what happens. If Kamala Harris wins, which she might, unlike you, I will not flee my country. I will go back to work the next day if Kamala Harris wins. Unlike you, I will not go to some European socialist nanny state and get out of the way. I will fight harder if Kamala Harris wins. And I am dedicating my life right now to make sure that doesn't happen. To register voters and to chase ballots and to rally the next generation. So unlike you, I'm a participant. And you might be right, Kamala might win. It might be too much. But I'll be able to look my daughter and my son in the eye and say I did everything I possibly could to make sure that this country remained free and prosperous for you guys and that I gave it all on the line.
But good luck with that, buddy. Kamala sweep.
Exactly. I like his answer because we're Americans first. And even if I don't agree with our leader on everything, that doesn't mean I'm going to turn my back on the country. But if people with that mentality want to leave, I'm not opposed to it. There'll be some hardworking immigrant that'll come replace them tomorrow. Some people want us to change our country to prevent a small demographic of people from self-harm. But when somebody disagrees with that demographic of people, they promote self-harm? Doesn't sound very tolerant to me.
Yeah, because we had Robert Kennedy Jr. on and... we had a company call or a couple companies call after that. And say, yeah, just stuff about him. We're not advertising on this episode. My advertiser's like, you guys need to take the episode down, you know?
And what's wrong with him?
Nothing.
Nothing. Guy's fucking brilliant.
And I've known
guy's
him.
Guy's a smart fucking
I've
guy.
Known him for 7 years. Great guy. Right. I mean, a neat man.
Right. I've never met him.
Yeah.
I've only watched his stuff. And you got this whole Democrat, Republican, fucking all this crazy bullshit. He's a fucking Democrat.
Yeah.
Right? What sponsor did it?
Let me think. And I'm not afraid to name him. I don't know if I remember. Peloton was the, we just got an update.
It was Peloton?
Was the band, was the people who wanted an ad out. Peloton.
Peloton sells stationary bikes and they got a problem with Robert fucking Kennedy. Yeah. Fuck you, Peloton. Fucking Peloton calling bitching about Robert Kennedy. Who's the CEO of Peloton? I want to see this fucking
guy. I want to see this fucking lamb, dude. Hey, you know what gets you further than Peloton? Hitchhiking. Okay, how about that? Blast.
Imagine that fucking dork.
Yeah.
Fucking picking up the phone, calling you, and telling you that you can't have Robert Kennedy, who is a Democrat, by the way. You know that guy's a fucking Democrat. Do we have Pelotons in the gym? Are those Peloton? Asports? No, no, there's bikes next to it. Asports? Yeah. We're getting rid of them.
Yep.
We're getting rid of the Pelotons.
Yeah, and if they ever mail
me... Sorry's going to kill himself, but we're getting rid of the Pelotons.
Hey, look.
Pelotons are out of the gym. That's what you do. That's what you do. You stop fucking using their products and you fuck them.
Yeah. And tell them to go fuck themselves.
I personally like RFK, and it's one thing for a company to not want to be associated with politics. I understand that. But to not advertise on an episode and tell the person they have to take the episode down or you're not going to advertise on future episodes is crazy. I think the American people are getting fed up with these companies trying to influence what we're allowed to hear by using their advertisement dollars to buy out platforms. I'm happy Theo Von stood his ground, and it really shows his integrity. And to have a friend like Dana to have your back is even better.
So people are hitting me up asking me if I really got rid of the Pelotons. But I tell you, only the assault bikes would be here. Pelotons are gone.
A few moments later.
Those bikes? Not like the whole
no, interface. These are Echelon. Here we go.
These
Theo.
Nice.
We got the Echelon bikes in now. Craig is happy again.
I can still stay in shape.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about!
My nigga.
This is so ridiculous. You realize that, right?
No, it's not. Trump. That's
look,
what I say.
I know, but I hate Trump too, Chad. But you don't see me out here destroying property. It's probably illegal.
You know what? You know what's a fucking crime? To have a fucking Trump dance sign.
Oh my God.
In the main line.
I can't believe you said that. What is wrong with you?
Oh, what is that? Oh my God.
What is that?
Oh my God.
Oh, that's just great. What happened?
Oh my God.
What?
These fucking people! Asshole.
I have to get to work. Don't tell me you got a fat.
Look what they did.
Oh boy.
Asshole.
Well,
gotcha. Gotcha.
How do you define abortion really quickly?
Abortion would be the forcible termination of an unborn human life.
Yes, but like, why do you hold that definition? Like, would you not like assume like something like a C-section would be considered an abortion?
No, because the baby is born alive.
But
so
how
would that be an abortion?
What does the definition of abortion have to include the death of a fetus?
Because that's literally the definition of abortion.
It literally isn't, though. Where are you getting this definition from?
Where are you getting your definition from?
Like Mayo Clinic, like any fucking like hospital you've ever gone to before.
A C-section ends with the birth of the child.
You can simply say that abortion is simply the ending of a pregnancy, right? So the ending of a pregnancy outside of the natural birth of a fetus. So
no,
I don't see that. I don't see why you would say that like it would have to end in the death of a fetus, which is why I'm pro-abortion all 9 months, right?
I just don't understand how you're removing the death of the fetus from the equation about abortion. That's literally the entire moral issue. You and I would not even be arguing if we were talking about C-sections about natural birth.
But it seems like at its core, though, we disagree on what the inherent definition of abortion is.
Okay, then let's just not talk about the word abortion. Let's talk about the forcible termination of a baby.
Okay, so then what do you value in the fetus then?
The life of the fetus.
On another note, regardless of what you believe about abortion, have you ever seen the light that happens at conception? This is real, by the way. Take a look.
Joe is under a special microscope and showing the moment of conception. The very moment that the sperm enters the egg, there is a flash of light.
Maybe you have to be a parent to fully empathize and fully understand it, but it truly is amazing.
Amazing!
Why is this country so divided? Why this dangerous divide now? It's nothing to do with the Tea Party. It has nothing to do with the right or the left. And it has nothing to do with our politicians. Our politicians are us. We've always had a deal in this country that we would be tolerant of the differences. We've stopped doing that. We've always had a deal in this country that we would be respectful toward the people we disagree with. Lord knows we've stopped doing that. We've always had an agreement with each other in this country that we'd stay informed. And Fred's right. We'd try to adhere to facts and laws and basic truths. We've stopped being informed. And we've always agreed with each other that we would participate. We'd vote. We'd protest. We'd run for office. We'd volunteer. We'd change the system. We've stopped doing that. We're divided because the American people have stopped doing their job.
Bingo. And when I make these videos, people are always trying to hound me in the comments about my politics. And this is what I have to say about that. I'm a husband, a son, a brother, a soon-to-be father. Being a Republican or a Democrat is far down the list of my titles that I hold sacred. I believe that the family is the most important body of governance because win, lose, or draw, nobody's going to have more impact on the outcome of my family than me. Now, I will say I have an opinion on what leader I think will make that job easier, but at the end of the day, that's still my job. I think a lot of people who probably shouldn't be are more politically involved than ever because they don't have families and they don't have hobbies. And I know it's an unpopular opinion nowadays, but I would much rather you get your morality from religion than politics. People need to calm down, take a breath, look around, and look at the things that are actually important, and that's your family. And politics shouldn't be able to divide that. Let me know in the comments below if this video was a W or a L, and give me the HBO special. That's a Help Brother Out special. Hit the like and the subscribe button for more content. Till next time.